In the decision handed down yesterday, the court ruled the beef campaign is a form of government speech, immune to First Amendment challenge. At issue was a 1985 law requiring producers to pay a $1 per head fee on cattle sold in the U.S. That fee, which generates more than $80 million per year, goes to an industry group appointed by the Agriculture Department to support advertising and research programs. The 6-3 decision is viewed by court watchers as a defeat for farmers in several agricultural sectors who oppose paying mandatory fees for generic advertising. Currently, there are dozens of similar federal and state ad campaigns for products including milk, pork, and cotton, many of which are being challenged on free speech grounds. Monty Reese, chief operating officer for the Cattlemen's Beef Board, says those cases are now dead on arrival.
I think this decision is really good news for the other commodity checkoff programs. Over half of them are at some point in a constitutional challenge to their program that presumably could have wound up in the Supreme Court. Two of them are fairly close. The pork checkoff, as a matter of fact, was in essence held in abeyance until this decision was made, and the dairy program is not far behind.
That opinion is also shared by Dave Culbertson, president of the National Pork Board. The NPB checkoff is almost identical with that of beef. Pork producers pay 40 cents on each $100 in hog sales, with proceeds going to marketing and research efforts. Culbertson says the First Amendment argument is a perfect fit for pork.
We were confident with our argument all along, or with beef's argument. I had the opportunity, along with Steve Murphy, the CEO, to be at the Supreme Court on December 8th when it was argued, and I came away feeling good about the argument that the Department of Justice made on behalf of the beef checkoff, and we were confident in our case all along, and we're just glad to have it resolved, and now we can keep on doing things that are beneficial to the whole swine industry.
But Susan Stokes says not so fast. Stokes is an attorney with the Farmers Legal Action Group, which represents a campaign for family farms in a case challenging the constitutionality of the pork checkoff. According to Stokes, her group has not decided to throw in the legal towel just yet.
In our case, the lower court held that the mandatory pork checkoff violates hog farmers' First Amendment speech and association rights. And because today's decision is silent on the association claims, we view that as an open claim, and we are studying our legal options at this point.
The association rights question boils down to this: can producers be compelled to associate with groups and a message with which they disagree? Still, association rights aside, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Executive Officer Terry Stokes says the High Court's ruling speaks to just how well the law creating the beef checkoff was written.
What you see in the decision is that when the act and the order was established, it provided the necessary authority for set up by Congress and USDA to provide oversight and to implement this government speech principle. And that clearly is articulated in the decision by the Supreme Court.
And yet Monday's decision does not mean litigation against the beef checkoff has ended. The original case, which livestock marketing officials filed in an effort to force a referendum on the beef checkoff, can still be pursued in the South Dakota District Court with a different argument. LMA officials say they're considering their options. Lawrence Tribe, who argued LMA's case before the Supreme Court, says the decision leaves, in his words, at least as many questions left open as answered. In its decision, the court said the beef checkoff is exactly the same as a mushroom checkoff the High Court earlier ruled unconstitutional. Tribe says that's puzzling, but he surmised the difference is that free speech issues were not addressed in the mushroom case. Still, Nancy Robinson, LMA's vice president for government and industry affairs, says her group is more than willing to meet with Cattlemen's Beef Board officials.
Well, that door's always has been open and is open. We would hope that we could sit down with members of all the industry groups that have an interest in the beef checkoff to discuss how we can the current checkoff better and more representative to all for all producers. So we're certainly welcome that opportunity to to sit down with our fellow producers and marketers and other industry leaders.
But don't expect the beef checkoff and LMA to see eye to eye on the fundamental issue behind the original lawsuit. LMA says it continues to seek a producer referendum on the beef checkoff. The beef board says it has no plans to hold one. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 Agriculture.